Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's going on, everybody? Paul Bissonnette here from the Spit and Chicklets podcast and now the TNT broadcast. I just want to give everybody a shout out and make sure you tune in to the ML Sports Platter.
Back with you all over the major platforms, the ML Sports Platter, Spotify, Google, Apple, Stitcher, Deezer, anywhere you get podcasts on your smartphone device. Find the ML Sports Platter on your search tool, and of course, download, subscribe, leave feedback, and a five-star review. We are brought to you by Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare, Liverpool Physical Therapy, Camilla's Golf Club, and our great friends at the Al and Angus Pub. Head on over there, Harrison Street in downtown Syracuse. If you're in and around Central New York, if you're coming home for a special occasion, you're from the area, go over there, check it out, man. I'm telling you, great beers on tap, the best darn Angus burger in town. The Al and Angus Pub is the official pub of the ML Sports Platter. You can grab gear in the showcase, and of course, gift cards are available for any occasion. For more, visit alandanguspub.com and make sure to get your business lunch catered from the Al and Angus Pub as well. I am thrilled to bring on to the program for our special Saturday podcast previewing the Patriots and the Bills. Well, the guy who's going to be on the call, Ian Eagle, NFL on CBS, play-by-play man. Ian, thank you so much for a few.
Doing well, Mike. This is one of the more enjoyable sports weekends of the year when you get the playoffs rolling in the NFL. You get these interesting matchups on the wild card level, and then projecting forward, you see where teams are headed. Teams that had good seasons that end quickly. Teams that may have not had the kind of seasons that they expected, but then turn it on in the playoffs. And it seems to happen every year in the NFL. It's rare that it's always chalk, chalk, chalk. And considering how unpredictable this season has been, Mike, we would have to presume that there are going to be some surprises along the way in the postseason as well.
And in this particular game that you're calling in Buffalo between the Patriots and the Bills, they're division teams. You know, they play each other during the year twice. Yep. They've been playing each other for years and years and years. Allen now has experience against Belichick and vice versa. It's very hard to just slip something in there and surprise the other side. Having said that, you hike the ball, you see what's out there. It's the execution, it's timing, it's rhythm, it's maybe finding something. If somebody takes a chance and you read it, those little things. So that brings me to this question. What do you think are actual keys in this game for each team?
Well, the obvious one that hits you over the head with Mac Jones and New England is simply turnovers. When they've taken care of the ball, they've won. The numbers bear that out. When they've turned the ball over two times or more, they're well under 500, 2-7. Rookie quarterback, we understand mistakes happen. He's handled himself so incredibly well. In his first year, he brought a mature attitude. He brought a presence. He recognized that leadership is earned, and it's not something you automatically have just because you're named the QB. It took a little bit of time, but I think he's bonded with each of his offensive linemen, his skill position players, guys on defense. That's what a true leader does. And he's tried to do that from day one. Everything, as we know, can be put down on paper, and we could list exactly what the keys are. And then you have this one aspect that can change the game plan, and that's the elements. The first game between these two teams, I'm sure Buffalo went in, Mike, with the idea, okay, we're going to make a statement. We're going to show who's the boss in the division. Yeah, New England has shown some signs, but if you're the Bills, you're thinking, hey, we're the defending champions. And then the wind hits and everything is thrown out of whack. And the Patriots were prepared for it. They rushed the ball like very few teams ever do. They dominated on the ground. They pulverized the Bills in that category. And that's a very dispiriting way to lose a football game. And I think it affected them to the core. There was a reason why the Bills were so emotional after that game. And Sean McDermott in particular, who basically acknowledged that we got to fix some things. We got to change some things. And not just the physical part, maybe even the mental part. So the second game, which Charles Davis, Evan Washburn, and I worked in New England, you felt a different vibe from Buffalo. It was very personal. Josh Allen was masterful in that game. He had full command in that game, and he was the best player on the field. And I think the Bills are using that as a way in which to synthesize their preparation for this game. They believe they're the better team. And of course, the cold weather is going to come into play, but they believe they can fight through it and that they're going to be advancing in the playoffs. I know New England's confident and Bill Belichick has always got some tricks up his sleeve, but you nailed it, Mike. These are familiar foes. There's not a whole lot of mystery surrounding what these two teams like to do, and they know each other so well.
How much stock do you put into time and time again going to the playoffs, that experience, winning and losing, whether you win a championship or not? Because this McDermott, Bean, Allen, you know, sort of group has now been in this thing a few times. They were one win from the Super Bowl last year. They've won two division titles. They've played in the postseason. Now this year it's going to be a lot different with a packed house in Orchard Park against New England versus, you know, those partial crowds against the Ravens and Colts respectively. But how much do you take stock into, hey, they're back. They know the situation. They know how to prepare. You know, that it seems like we always pick Rodgers, Brady, you know, Packers, the old Patriot group and all that, because these guys are there all the time. You know, it's like the Jeter Yankees. Well, they've been there before. They're the favorite. How much stock do you take into the Bills part of it, that they've been there over and over again in this game?
Yeah, an immense amount. I believe that plays a very large role in approach, in being comfortable in your skin and what you do, and playing at your best, your optimum ability, because your mind is at ease. A year ago, our crew worked that game, that Bills-Colts game, and there was tension leading up to it.
Yeah.
The team had performed so well during the regular season. It was a breakthrough year. Josh Allen performed like an MVP, didn't win the MVP. He easily could have been in that conversation. So everything that led up to it, I could feel the stress levels growing. And when Philip Rivers' last pass as an NFL quarterback was knocked away at the end of the game, there was a release. There were only 6,500 people in the stadium, if I remember correctly, last year. It felt like there were 65,000, but there were only 6,500. Yeah. And even that felt like a win considering the COVID season the NFL went through. Now we're talking about 70-plus thousand. We're talking about an atmosphere that Bills fans have been dreaming about for 26 years. Playoff game, packed house, the favorite. You're supposed to win the game. So what you're laying out, I think, is really important for Buffalo. The fact that they got through that last year is a big step in this league. And it's no longer a nice story what the Bills are doing. The Bills believe they can win the whole thing. Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, it's been consistent winning now. You think back to what it was like prior to this combination, and it was really a long, dark road in Buffalo. A lot of coaches, a lot of quarterbacks, and a lot of misses along the way. So the consistency now, the stability of this team, it's impressive. And in the NFL, what do we believe to be the worst place to be in the league is irrelevant. When you're irrelevant, what the Giants are going through right now, what the Jets are going through right now, when you're an afterthought, when people are talking about the league on Monday mornings or Tuesday mornings, that's the worst place to be. Buffalo has gotten out of that abyss And now they've got a real team that in a wacky AFC, there's no reason that they shouldn't feel like they could be the best team and go to the Super Bowl.
Couple more for Ian Eagle. NFL on CBS will have the call of Patriots-Bills in the frigid weather here in the ML Sports Platter. You know, I make no secret about it. I am a diehard, psychotic Bills fan, going back to, you know, being 5-6 years old, getting into it, and then all these guys, Kelly, Reed, Thomas, Bruce Smith, you know, Tasker, Daryl Talley, Cornelius Bennett. I got Bills stuff on the wall as I talk to you. I got 5 Bills helmets on my desk with my computer. I make no secret about it. I love the team. I love the town. I love the fans. And as we were building up to this week, I kept thinking to myself last week, you know, I'd rather have the Chargers. You know, and I know that the Chargers put up a lot of points. You do too. You know, you've seen that team. Herbert, Allen, Williams, Austin Eckler. I mean, gosh, they could put up 30, 35, 40. But it's the Patriots, and it's running the risk of, gosh, if you lose this game from a fan perspective, Ian, that offseason is just brutal.
I get it. And, you know, trust me, anyone that does this for a living was a fan at some point and was fanatical about sports. That's what brought them to wanting to pursue a career in media, announcing, talk show host, writer, reporter, you name it. So I get all of that. There is a defeatist mentality that comes into play sometimes that you have to get over that hump as a fan, as a observer. And I know all the storylines that'll be out there if the Bills were to lose this game. But I don't think Josh Allen is thinking that way. And that, to me, is the most important part of the equation. There was a time with Josh, not to say that he was questioning himself. I think he always had confidence. But there was a time, year two, where the questions were popping up. Could he harness all of this ability and funnel it to a consistent, dynamic quarterback week in, week out? And just talking to him on our Zooms, because we've gone back to Zooms in the last few weeks based on what's going on around the country. There's just a different vibe to me from him year one, year two, and now where he's at leading this team, recognizing that this city, this area is putting him on a pedestal. He's year four in the NFL. He has become a master at his craft, and he knows as well as everybody else that you're judged on these moments. That's where your legacy is left in this league. When you look back, when you hit a certain level, it's playoff games. Yeah. And for the Bills, Sean McDermott as well, I believe that there's been an exhale from McDermott. I really do. I think there came a moment somewhere over the course of his tenure with the Bills where he recognized that, okay, I'm a head coach. I've been accepted as a head coach. I've had success. And I've got to just get my message across to my team. And I've got to do it in a way that is consistent with what this franchise believes. And I think that defeatist attitude has floated away. I think it has dissipated.
Yeah, and I think a lot of these guys, too, and, you know, they know, whether people believe it or not, you know, windows are open in sports, and then they close. And in the NFL, boy, yeah, they open and they close quick. And
big time.
It's Dable. It's Leslie Frazier. It goes in so many ways, so many levels. These guys have been together for 3-4 years. I mean, this is a big thing. I mean, there's long-tenured Bills who have crossed over into this. The group's been together. Edmonds, Milano, they brought the band back together. The offensive line is finally intact. I think these guys realize, hey, you know, the window's open. People are saying 3, 4, 5, 6 years we got to do this, but really, the time is now. I think they have a very, very, very strong understanding of that. Do you believe that?
Oh, very much so, and you're right. I mean, just look at their secondary, the chemistry between Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. Both came over in 2017. Levi Wallace came over a year later. Tre'Davious White was a first-round pick in 2017. Not a part of this game, but certainly a big part of the ascension of the Bills. Taron Johnson, 2018. Jaquan Johnson, 2019. You see a trend. This has been building. That's just the secondary.
Yeah,
they built it maybe a little different way at the linebacker position. Edmonds, a first-round pick in 2018. Milano back in 2017. A.J. Klein comes over last year. Hughes, the longest-tenured guy that you're going to find on that defense. He's been a part of this thing since 2013. Latulale, 2018. Oliver added in the draft. Addison added last year. They've just done it the right way. And it's hard to be really good for an extended period of time in the NFL because of everything you just alluded to. You lose a coordinator. You lose an important coach. You lose a player in a free agency. Sure. It's hard to keep the group together.
Injuries.
There's a salary gap. Yeah. Injuries.
Yeah, right.
All of it. Right. And for the Bills to be here, division champions once again, hosting a playoff game with a full house in Western New York, that's to be celebrated. But look, you know it. I know it. We're not naive. You got to back it up and win the game, because if you don't win the game, all of the things that I just talked about, it gets put on the back burner and you start thinking about what the team has to do next. If they can stay the course, if they can keep this thing alive in their evolution, it feels like the next step. New England, they've been there. They've won the championships. They've been the most successful franchise in sports now over the last 20 some odd years under Bill Belichick. This was supposed to be a bridge year. You know, we did the game last year with Buffalo hosting New England. Cam Newton is driving down the field with the Patriots. He fumbles the football. I think Zimmer may have popped it out.
Yep.
And the Bills win the game. It easily could have gone a different way. It didn't. And the ball bounced Buffalo's way. For New England last year, it was such an anomaly for them to lose close games, for them to cough it up late. Belichick handled it very well, I thought, and realized that it was going to be that kind of season. But it did play a role being prepared for this year. It's a different Patriots team. They brought in a lot of new faces. And they've got young players that have played primetime roles for them. I think Bill has chosen different parts of his messaging and personality to use this year, pulling back in some areas, pushing harder in other areas. But when you have a rookie quarterback, this is not supposed to happen. It just isn't. So not to say it's gravy for them, Mike, but I do think they are farther along in the process than anybody thought they would be. That's not to say that they're going to accept the loss and be okay with it. They have a high standard. But in the evolution process for the Buffalo Bills, it's really important. It's the next step.
Ian Eagle, NFL on CBS, will have the call of Patriots and Bills. And I can't even thank you enough for doing this. I know your schedule is so nutty. You've been so great to me through the years. And hey, by the way, if you get that bad circulation in the press box, you know, I don't know, stay away from the Viagra, you know?
Yeah, Bart Scott has definitely garnered some attention this week. I don't think we're going to touch that in the open, but you never know. Broadcast can go in weird directions.
Oh, man, a lot of heat packs and a lot of hot chocolate, although you don't want to go to the bathroom, too. Thanks so much, my man.
All right, Mike. All the best, bud. Good luck.
ML Sports Platter is brought to you by Brewerton Ace Hardware. Stop on over there, Route 11, if you're in and around the area. My goodness, they've got everything inside and outside for your home, from brand new toilets to garbage cans to barbecue grills and a heck of a lot more. They do have local vendors with beef jerky, pickles, you name it, they've got it. And it's just a great place to be. Jeff and his team, they're doing an awesome job. They have, you know, soil, they've got mulch for your summertime. You know, all those potted plants will be coming back here when the spring hits. And during the wintertime, all that stuff that you need, working inside, working outside, they've got all that too. Brewerton Ace Hardware, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Also a big tip of the cap, thank you as well to Camillus Golf Club, your State Farm agent, Matt Graham, Stanley Law Offices, and our great friends over at Rosie's Corner. Fish Friday every single week, comfort food, meatloaf Monday, turkey slop Tuesday, chicken and biscuit Wednesday. Hey, here's an idea. Go to Brewerton Ace Hardware, do some shopping, and then pop into Rosie's for lunch or dinner right up the road. They're just, 800-900 feet away from each other, so make sure you do both there. Rosie's Corner, pizza, pasta, hot and cold subs, and more, available on the new Slice app and on Grubhub as well. Rosie's Corner is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. Huge thank you to Ian Eagle from the NFL on CBS. He'll have tonight's call between the Patriots and the Bills. This is the ML Sports Platter. Hit me at Mike L Sports on Twitter. And as I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.